This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
News. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI on this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. It's so, it's funny. People started celebrating on Monday. You know, we're like, look, you know, we still have, how much to the week. See, when I was, it's very interesting. When I grew up as a kid, Thanksgiving was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was, you know, it was like, wow, you know, taking all these days off, it blew my mind. Now, some school districts, they're closed for the week. Are you kidding me? For the whole week? And so people have been celebrating at work for a while. So some of you guys have already been on vacation for 4 or 5 days. But we got a lot of work to do. First, I'm going to be telling you there's a study out showing us Red Bull, and it gives us a minute-by-minute, play-by-play, blow-by-blow of what Red Bull does to you. So we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about that if I don't quit hiccuping or burping. Second, apparently there's study out saying if you eat ice cream first thing in the morning, it doesn't give you brain freeze, it actually makes you smarter. So we're going to talk about why ice cream first thing in the morning can make you smarter. Remember there was a study talking about eating chocolate cake could actually help you lose weight? Oh, I loved that study, although I disproved it, obviously. But, ice cream making you smarter. Also, there's a bunch of medicines that, unfortunately, are sending Americans to the ER. And we got to do a better job here of not letting that happen. We're going to be talking about that. So you can see we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, this year's been a little bit different in with Thanksgiving in that, you know, the stores, I don't know if you've been watching Black Friday and Thanksgiving shopping as much as I have, but, you know, when the recession started to hit and started to hit pretty badly, what many stores decided to do was open up on Thanksgiving Day. So usually stores used to be closed Thanksgiving Day and then be open on Black Friday. And so, 6 a.m., I would be ready to shop at Walmart. And I told you what happened. I found that the prices had risen and the bike I wanted to buy my son was already gone. I came in on a Wednesday. And I go, look, let me buy the bike now. And he's like, no, come back Black Friday. It'll be, cheaper. It'll be $20 cheaper on Black Friday. I'm like, okay, but I really want to get him that Spider-Man bike. He's like, don't worry, it'll be here. Get here early at 6. I got there right at 6. I was the first one that went straight back to the back to get the bikes. That bike was gone, and all the bikes were like $20 more expensive. And I was like, are you kidding me? So I personally like to shop before Black Friday, although I obviously forgot this year, so it's too late now. But then the recession hits, and some of these stores are like Target was very famous for going, we're going to be open on Thanksgiving. We'll open up. And, why not, be competitive? And I don't blame them. It was a very brilliant move on Target's part to open up on the Thursday before Black Friday. You know, one thing about Black Friday that a lot of people don't like are the lines, are the trying to get there first. So why not have a chance to shop when it's less hectic? So it's a brilliant move. Plus, many people don't really want to sit there and talk to the in-laws. So being able to get the hell out of the house to go shopping is an excuse that everybody wants. So these are the stores obviously open on Thanksgiving. Ace Hardware, hours, very bad location. Bass Pro Shops is open on Thanksgiving, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Belk, Best Buy. Best Buy opens, looks like, at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Big Lots, CVS Pharmacy, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dollar General, Family Dollar, Five Below. These are places open on Thanksgiving. Fossil, Fred's Pharmacy, Gander Mountain, Goodies, JCPenney. Opening up 3 p.m. overnight to 5 p.m. Kohl's, Doorbusters end at 1 p.m. on Friday, but Kohl's opens up at 6 p.m. Kmart, Macy's, Michael's, Old Navy, Rite Aid, Sears, Shoe Carnival, Steinmart, Target. Still opens at 6, Toys R Us, Ulta, Walgreens, Walmart. Most Walmart stores will be open regular hours on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Black Friday sales start at 6 p.m. So many Walmart stores are going to be open, which helps because a lot of times we need last-minute groceries. Now, which stores are going to stay strong, okay, and try to, you know, still withstand the recession that I believe we're still in? But they're going to stay close. Academy Sports, American Girl, Army and Air Force Exchange Service, Apple. Apple's going to be closed on Thanksgiving. Well, yeah, Apple doesn't have to be. I mean, Apple... They have absolutely no reason to be open on a holiday because they know that they are going to get the business. There's not a lot of competition for Apple. AT&T, Barnes & Noble, Bed Bath & Beyond, Burlington, Cabela's, Costco, Crate & Barrel, Dillard's, Dress Barn are all going to be closed on Thanksgiving. DSW, GameStop, Far Harbor Freight, H&H Greg, H&M, Hobby Lobby, Home Depot, Home Goods, IKEA, Joanne, Jose Bank, Lowe's, Marshall's, Mattress Firm, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Nordstrom Rack, Office Depot, Office Max, Patagonia. Petco is going to be closed. I don't understand how because a lot of them have pets. Somebody's got to feed the fish. PetSmart, Pier 1 Imports, Publix, Sam's Club, Staples, TJ Maxx, Tractor Supply, and Von Meyer. Now, if you notice this, okay, you see how many of these kind of group together. So you'll see the Target and the Walmart. If one's open, the other one's going to be open. Just like what you see with the clothes. If Costco's going to be closed, Sam's Club's going to be closed. But the day Costco decides to be open on Thanksgiving, Sam's Club's going to be open on Thanksgiving. So you obviously kind of see a little bit of trends. You know, I get what they have to do. It's not their fault that it's a failing economy and that many people buy online. Less people want to be in lines at the store. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. As I promised, we got a bunch of medical news to get to. But in the next segment, what we're going to do is talk about how to deal with the in-laws on this very long weekend, the longest weekend of the year. And as we were talking about in the previous hour, many people do not like Thanksgiving for a reason. So we're going to hit that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Red Bull, let's give you a play-by-play, blow-by-blow, minute-by-minute guide on what the energy drink does. Apparently, it's a step-by-step guide done by Personalize, and it offers an alarming insight, they say, into the science of the drink. It says it comes just weeks after city claimed Red Bull and liquor cocktails have the same effect as cocaine on a teenager's brain. See, that's where you see liquor being used. You don't hear a lot of people say liquor, except Bruno Mars did put some liquor in it. You know, he used liquor, the term liquor, but usually we just call it booze or alcohol. I don't even think people are calling it booze anymore. They just call it alcohol, I guess, or beer, or they just name the alcohol. I don't know what they're calling it now. But anyway, we know it's very, very dangerous because teenagers now are mixing their Red Bull and alcohol, so then the buzz lasts longer, and so then they don't get sleepy, and so they could still party throughout the night, because a lot of these kids, they want to go to bed. They want to go sleepy sleep, you know? I've always wondered how my son is going to party in college later, because he likes to go to bed early. You know, he's my little baby boy, and he's like, I need to go sleep. I'm like, oh, my little baby needs to go sleep. You need a little, lullaby. He's like, Mom, no, leave me alone. I just want to go to bed. So I'm like, how the hell is he going to stay up trying to be all cool and party-ish with his peeps? That unfortunately could be the way these kids are doing it, where they take a Red Bull with their alcohol in order to stay awake. So not cool at all. And Mama's going to have to come down to college campus and open up a can of Kick Butt. Although I really don't see myself sending him away to college. I don't have that kind of money. I know I'm supposed to be talking about Red Bull right now, but I want to know how parents are doing that. I am looking at these college prices. There is no way in hell. We don't have anything like that in the bank. And don't be telling me to borrow that money. That makes no sense. I'm not going to borrow so my kid could go to a $40,000 a year school because he's out of state and he doesn't qualify under the DREAM Act. There's no way I have that kind of money. He doesn't qualify because of his ethnicity for a lot of scholarships. By the way, a lot of people say we'll get a sports scholarship. A lot of sports scholarships don't pay you full ride. Unless you are on the big, big, huge, huge, famous team. But, a lot of these, not going to happen. So if that's the case, this kid's going to community college or going to in-state. That's all I can say. But anyway, back to Red Bull. Okay, so you have an 80-milligram caffeine energy drink. And this is being discussed by Daily Mail. And they say, the first 10 minutes after finishing your Red Bull, the caffeine already gets into your bloodstream. So within the first 10 minutes, you could already start getting high heart rate, blood pressure, etc. So it already starts to get you, which is why so many people like these Red Bulls and like these energy drinks, because they get to feel it right away. 15 to 45 minutes later, you'll start feeling more alert. You'll start feeling more concentrated. Okay? If you drink slow, it may take about 40 minutes. If you chug it, you'll feel it in 15 minutes. Please don't chug it. Please. Because that bolus of caffeine could throw you into an abnormal heart rhythm. Do not. All right. But anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes, you start to feel more alert, feel more concentration. 30 to 50 minutes later, they say the caffeine absorption is complete. Your pupils start to dilate, right? That's that sympathomimetic flight-fright response. Your pupils dilate to allow more light. Really quickly here, when we talk about the flight-fright, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Imagine when you started running in track, okay? Or if you didn't do track, if you were in PE. And they said, okay, start running. Your heart rate goes up because it needs to pump more blood to the body. Your bronchioles in your airway dilate so you can get more oxygen and more air. And your pupils will dilate because, let's say you're on the hunt. You know, in caveman days, you weren't running track to run for fun. You had to run because you were running for your life or you were running to hunt. So your pupils would dilate such that you could take in more light so you could see better during a flight or fright response. Flight meaning running, fright being scared. So whenever I teach medical students about this, I go, think back to if you were being chased, by a wildebeest or a mammoth or a dinosaur. I don't know if dinosaur and man lived at the same time. I kind of have a feeling they did. Because we really love dinosaurs. We love dinosaur movies, everything about dinosaurs. So my guess is there was some sort of a connection or some sort of an affinity. I don't know. All right. So, with your caffeine absorption, with your Red Bull, they say 30 to 50 minutes later, the pupils dilate, your blood pressure rises, your liver starts to dump more sugar into your bloodstream, the adenosine receptors in your brain are now blocked so you don't get tired, blood sugar spikes, right? Now, because what happens, the liver's like, oh crap, they need more energy stores, let's make more sugar. Insulin starts to burst, now your liver tries to make any more sugar. Then it tries to get, now somebody say, well, wait a second. If your liver needs to make sugar and it starts to go to fat, you could lose weight on these energy drinks. Be very careful. Be very careful with that. Okay, why? Here we go next. An hour later, your body starts to experience a sugar crash, as well as the effects of the caffeine dying down. You start to feel tired. Energy levels feel low. Now you pretty much you have to go pee, let's say. They say you urinate out the water. So now you could start to be more dehydrated. Also, if your water took out nutrients with it, you might have actually lost some of the nutrients. 5 to 6 hours later, the caffeine has already hit a half-life. And so half of the caffeine is now in your body. If you take the birth control pill, they say the caffeine lasts about 10 hours. It's very interesting. 12 hours later, the caffeine is out of your bloodstream for the most part. 12 to 24 hours, you may start getting withdrawal symptoms. A day after you had that caffeine hit or that high, and that's exactly what it is, it's a high, you want another one. So here you are the next day, you can't start your day. You're constipated, you're lethargic, you have headaches, you have stress, until you go and reach for that Red Bull. They say 7 to 12 days later, studies have shown this to be the time frame for your body to start becoming tolerant to your regular caffeine dosage. So within 1 week, you could become addicted to caffeine of that degree, whether it's your coffee, whether it's your Red Bull, etc. So, what do you do? Well, some people go, well, you know what? Red Bull at least has less caffeine than coffee. You're right. They say coffee can be higher in caffeine. They say coffee, like a Starbucks coffee, could contain about 300 milligrams of caffeine. The Venti Americano. Usually, though, your Red Bull equals a cup of coffee. About that 80 to 100 milligrams of caffeine. So, but, again, your coffee, you drink slowly. And I got to tell you, whenever I do drink coffee, I only probably get to a third of it before it starts to get cold and I throw it out. So I'm not getting all the caffeine. Red Bull, you chug. Red Bulls or energy drinks also have sugar. They have calories. They say people hospitalized due to energy drinks have doubled between 2007 and 2014 in the United States. So, we don't mess around, okay, when it comes to this. When we tell you this isn't good, it's not good. But here's the thing, okay, we're not giving people options. All right, I'm not saying we need to allow everybody to do drugs. I'm not saying that. But we have a lot of, shall we say, responsibility now and expectations. In the olden days, people would get their hands on opium or they might drink or I don't know what they would use. And, you know, before anybody thought it was illegal, okay, people would do certain things they needed, like maybe have sex, maybe beat somebody up, have a shootout. People would do certain things to cope. Okay, now we have these restrictions, and these restrictions are good. They're in place. Okay, but, what are we giving, people as the option? So, for example, it's not in our natural instinct to wake up at 3 in the morning to be on air by 5 a.m. Of course they're going to caffeine. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY, don't go away.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, guys. So it's Thanksgiving weekend, and many of you have spent probably a week's worth of salary or 2 weeks' worth of salary to fly out to the in-laws, and you are waiting to fly back. Not to mention you have to deal with traffic, bad weather, the kids upset and yelling and not letting you sleep. You're missing your pets. Just to go to a house and stay in a place that you don't even want to be in. And so Thanksgiving, unfortunately, by many, is one of the least or the most dreaded times of the year when it shouldn't be. Okay? They're supposed to be fun. And so, unfortunately, you know, people like me get it, okay? I understand. And it's tough, you know, you finally get a four-day weekend and you don't get to do what you want. And so, you need to plan ahead. You need to plan ahead. So, all right, there's a lot of advice. I'm going to be actually writing a piece for you all. There's a clinical psychologist that, or a clinical psychotherapist that has given us some advice that we will review. But, you know, what I recommend to all of you is look, okay, you need to, before you go out to the family, okay, it all depends on the wife or the husband or your spouse that you're married to. If it's somebody that understands, that completely understands that this isn't fun for you, and is very, very cool with that, you know, and you say, look, okay, Christmas is my time, Thanksgiving and there is theirs, or just let me New Year's have those, you know, that day to myself or something. If you can make a deal and you know you're getting something out of it, don't get your reward before Thanksgiving. Make sure your reward is so awesome after Thanksgiving so it could get you through this whole four-day ordeal. Okay? So, like, if you're really excited about going, you know, on a ski trip with the guys or whatever, okay, you use that as your happy place. You need to have a happy place to focus on if you are hating being where you're at. Now, what makes Thanksgiving so miserable for some? These are the people that aren't looking forward to Thanksgiving. Well, very, very difficult thing that a lot of people have is they have to stay in the house of the people they don't like. If they could be in a hotel room, that would be so much easier. But it's costly. Sometimes hotel rooms don't exist. Or even if the cost wasn't the factor, the family that you dislike gets upset if you don't stay there. And that's frustrating. It's frustrating for people. I mean, that happened to me. You know, I'm like, look, you know, even if I like you, I don't want to stay here. I don't want to be here 24/7. Let me be at a hotel room. And so that may be an option. Talk to the wife or talk to the husband, whatever, and say, look, you know, can we stand it out? Now, if the hotel is out of the equation, okay, then there is something else you could do, okay? A lot of times the grandparents or the in-laws really want to see the kids. And so one thing you could do is break up that four-day weekend and say, look, yeah, we're coming, we're going to stay with you, but one night, wifey and I are going to go and let the kids do camping with you guys or, you know, slumber party with you guys. But me and the wife are going to spend some alone time. Not that you really want to, you know, lay out all your business, but I would rather pretend that I was having sex with my husband or wife than actually stay at the house I don't want to be staying at. And if you guys are sneaking away for an evening away, because grandparents are taking care of the kids, if the kids are old enough for you to get away with that, do that. And that can at least break up that four-day, you know, stay. So that's something else you could do. All right. According to this one psychologist, psychotherapist, what is her name? I want to give credit where credit's due. Deanna Braun, PhD. She says, have realistic expectations. She says, remember, you're going to be spending the day with your mother-in-law or daughter-in-law. It's okay to hope for the best, but be realistic. Don't let inflated expectations ambush you. Never assume people are going to be on their best behavior and act differently just because it's a holiday. Families are families. They're going to act how they always act, maybe worse. Now, what I've always told you all is be very, very careful with this, okay? One is, expect they're going to, you know, tick you off. And have already a plan, an exit plan, with your wife or husband already set. So say, look, if your mother brings up this, or what do you want me to do if she gets on my nerves? Give the power to the daughter or son of that mother or father or in-law or whatever. Say, if so-and-so says this, what do you want me to do? Because I don't want to blow up. Where is my exit? You're forcing me to stay at the house. Where is my exit plan? Do we have a plan? Say, you know what? Now, that's the other thing, too. Many times the in-laws pick you up, so you don't even have a car. You don't even have your own car to be able to leave. You really feel trapped. For those of us that don't like to be trapped at an in-law's house, that's what it could do. Have a plan so you're not trapped. You know, can I take the car and go for a drive? I'll say I'm picking something up for Thanksgiving. But the stores are all closed. You know, just make sure you guys have that plan. But you also don't want to be brooding. That, you know, because sometimes I'm like, okay, if she says this, if they do this, if he does that, I am going to be ready with it. You don't want to start brooding and getting ready for a fight, a war, before you even land the plane. So just make sure you have plan A, B, and C. Also, don't take things personally. Expect them to rip on your weight, rip on the way you're parenting, rip on the way you're introducing religion to the children, rip on the way how many times you go to church or temple or whatever, rip on how you do things, you know, I mean, just expect it, okay, and then what you could do is make a game, okay, have a game with your wife, and hopefully your wife is cool, or hopefully your husband is cool, or have a game with one of your coworkers or friends, where you guys write down everything the in-laws said to you. All right, that ticked you off. And then you guys come back with that list and you compare or you hash it out or you have a bet going on or whatever. Yeah, there's going to have to be some honor system with that. But where you almost want them to start with you so you have a gain later after Thanksgiving. Okay, try, you know, remember, be a team player, okay? Sometimes the in-laws are going to be coming to your house, they're going to be staying there, etc. You know, you need to get some points with wifey, or you need to get some points with your husband. So do something unpredictable that's very cool. Now, I live in Las Vegas, so one thing that I was always thinking of doing is, you know, why not get them show tickets? If I get them show tickets, they get out of the house. And now, mind you, I like my mother-in-law, I like my father-in-law, etc. But when you have family, even my own family, coming into town, you're like, oh, crap, what do? Get them a show ticket or something. Get them or plan to go see a movie. I don't want to see a movie. I want to spend time with you guys. Yeah, but in the movie, I'm 3 hours away from... Okay, be careful. You got to be careful, okay? Check yourself. You need to remind yourself to not tell the truth for the next 4 days. No truth, okay? And there, she even talks about hunting for humor. Remember I said you can make it funny? Okay. Now, she says, remember, Thanksgiving is just one day. Thanksgiving, just one day. Oh, she says the exit strategy, too. Okay, she must be listening to my show. All right. Remember, that exit strategy is a good one, but I came up with it. And the humor thing. Again, I came up with it. She says, remember, it's just one day, which is a very, very good thing. She's right about that. But for those of you stuck the whole 4 days, it could be harder. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, you hear a lot of commercials on the MyPillow, and I actually have a MyPillow. I use the MyPillow, and I love it. I haven't had migraines since I started using it. I'm being honest, very honest with this. This is a pretty damn good pillow. I mean, I never really thought when I went to radio, because I don't really talk about a lot of products. I don't sell any products. I don't endorse. I don't think a lot of products in all the years of radio, but I really do like this pillow. I do. And I guess you guys get the discount if you use a code. So if you go to MyPillow.com and you use code DDW, DD as in Dr. Dahlia W, it should get you guys a discount, and hopefully that works for you. So let me know. Let me know if it helps your neck and your back. My husband's a chiropractor, and, you know, he approved it. And because he, you know, he's the one that works my neck and my back and works other things if I need him to. But anyway, that's beside the idea there. But anyway, if he, you know, lets me use it for my neck, and probably because now he, you know, doesn't have to adjust me as much, I would say, guys, this is a definite win-win for you guys. So please check it out. MyPillow.com. Code DDW. All right, so this is an interesting story. A severely anorexic woman is allowed to refuse force feedings, according to a judge. After about 24 years of battling anorexia, a New Jersey woman has won the right to refuse force feedings and continue to binge and purge in palliative care and what prosecutors consider passive suicide. The 29-year-old woman, okay, I guess has been anorexic since she was 5, and you wonder if there's any psychological issues there, weighing 69 pounds with a bone density comparable to a 92-year-old, has been at a state psychiatric center since 2014, and has been fighting for her right to avoid force feedings since June. The former NYU film student delivered a bedside testimony detailing the struggles she has faced for more than 2 decades with her body image and saying that she had anorexic thoughts since she was 5, started purging when she was in the 3rd grade after watching a video about it in health class. Now, purging is more under the bulimia, as a, you know, in generally speaking, whereas anorexia is not wanting to eat or not wanting to put food into your body. Many bulimics, they get the food in the body and then they purge, laxatives, throwing up, etc. The state has been arguing that the woman, referred to as AG in court documents, is not mentally competent to decide whether she could be artificially fed or not, and severe depression is skewing her outlook. In a November 14th letter to the courts, prosecutors wrote a request to be in palliative care. She said, in essence, permitting AG to die. And the request is unjustified because she does not suffer from a terminal illness. She is not in a persistent vegetative state, and the prognosis is not hopeless. But Superior Court Judge Paul Armstrong found AG's testimony to be forthright, responsive, knowing, intelligent, voluntary, steadfast, and credible, and granted her wish to be left alone, citing a landmark right-to-die court cases that have shaped the ideas of self-determination in modern medical ethics. So he ordered her transferred to the palliative care unit at Morrisville Medical Center on Monday. I can understand that. I'll tell you why. Her lawyer, psychiatrist, and parents all support the decision. Her lawyer said she is a highly intelligent, highly competent individual that knows what she wants and should be granted the right of self-determination, even if it means her life will eventually be over. There's no real winner here because we have a very ill person, and one can only hope that she gets some peace as a result of the court's decision. AG has a severe enduring eating disorder, and when you get to that, it is very unlikely to cure the eating disorder. She can get some baseline nutrition by IV, ingesting black coffee and diet soda, the 2 things she has allowed doctors to give her. Eventually, decades of suffering through an eating disorder will cause her to die. The end result, unfortunately, will be tragic, they say. What she has been clear about since day one is she wanted to be free from intervention and want to live her life freely. She's a bright person. What's chilling is how clear she is about her risks, her desires, her refusal to be force-fed. And her parents testified in court that they've tried everything, showering her with love and affection throughout her battle with the disease, and have gone to great lengths to help her. AG went to NYU for film. Shortly after graduating high school, only lasted 1 semester, before a roommate reported her for purging and asked her to take a semester off. So she's basically been in a hospital or or in an eating disorder clinic or a mental institution. She was committed in 2014 to her current home at Greystone Park Psychiatric, where she was found unconscious in a motel room after overdosing on alcohol and an antidepressant. So this is somebody who was suicidal. Now, you could be suicidal, incompetent under a function of being incompetent. You could be suicidal very competently. You could have mental illness making you think suicide is the way to go. You could be sane and not have mental illness wanting as suicide is the way to go. What makes this very, very difficult are the people around her. Okay? If the family, they say, and I think I read this correctly, that the family wanted her to have a right to die and not be force-fed, then I think this made that decision much easier for the judge. The problem we have is there's all these laws out there, like with doctors, too. I mean, you know, physician-assisted suicide wouldn't be as much of a controversy if doctors wouldn't be getting in trouble for helping or not helping. You see, nobody wants to get in trouble. The average institution or entity or person says, look, if somebody wants to kill themselves, let them. However, if it's a child, if it's somebody who isn't thinking straight and is under a false, belief because of drugs, because of mental illness, because of severe depression, you do want to help and you want to make sure they're making that decision when they're feeling better, you know, when they're not under this heavy cloud. But, you know, when you have somebody who's already above age, she's already an adult, she's 29 years old, she doesn't want to eat. She doesn't want to be force-fed. Nothing's going to change her mind. The family's okay with it. I could see why the judge went this way. But again, the institution she was at would be sued to the grill if they didn't. And so sometimes when you see a story like this, you're like, well, wait a second, Dahlia, why is this institution forcing anything? Why aren't they letting her have the right? You have no idea if they're thinking to themselves, fine, whatever she wants. It's just they would be on a slew of trouble if they don't offer it. Somebody could turn around and say they didn't offer it. So many of these institutions need to have these links gone to such that they get the legal protection. So now this institution has the protection for this judge saying no. The Superior Court Judge Paul Armstrong said she could do whatever she wants. She could do the right to die. Send her to palliative care. Give her whatever she wants, or Diet Coke, whatever. Let her do what she wants. Now this judge gives them protection. So, before we start to judge the other side, that could be what's going on here. And it's frustrating because, you know, and a lot of people do feel, look, you know, we want, you know, it's very, very interesting. You know, people who are suicidal, we look at them as, you know, being crazy. You know, because, you know, in our religious beliefs, you're not supposed to do that. But look at how many people have jumped on the grenade to save their fellow comrades in battle. That's technically an act of suicide, but it's an act of heroism. All right? But that, we say, is okay. Yet when somebody's like, look, I want to leave this earth, is it really that much of a bad, bad thing? Now, I'm not saying I want people to kill themselves if they want to. I don't want that either. And again, I would never be a doctor that does physician assisted suicide, and nobody should make a doctor do that. We did not take the Hippocratic Oath to kill. But, you know, some people, they just feel like their time on this earth is done and they want to be in the afterlife. And there's nothing you could do to alter that thinking. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You are what you eat. No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.